on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And it is 27 to 11. Gee, it's a big time of the year at the moment too. John Brash is going to be all over the Melbourne Cup, I reckon. Morning, John.
Morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yes, we had mouthwatering action at Sandown Park last Friday night with 8 heats of the Melbourne Cup and 4 heats of the Bold Trees, both at Group 1 level, and what outstanding finals we're going to have this coming Friday night. The box draws were conducted at Sandown Park yesterday, and for the Melbourne Cup, this is the box draw. Number 1 is My Redeemer, 2 She's Gifted, 3 Dinah Harper, 4 Notorious Mac, 5 Black Opium, 6 Poke the Bear, 7 Degani, and number 8 is West on Augie. The reserves are Hasten Slowly and Miss Splendor Miro. And for the Group 1 Bold Trees, the box draws panned out like this. 1 Black Impala, 2 Ebby Ripper, 3 Bacali, 4 Beckham, 5 Hot Tip, 6 Kanzan, 7 Poco Dorado, and number 8, Soda Flash, the reserves, Yankee Ethics and Rockstar Patriot. So they are going to be 2 outstanding races as part of the big program at Sandown Park on Friday night. Tab.com.au went up with the market straight after those box draws were conducted yesterday. And for the Melbourne Cup, the Shona Thompson trained Black Opium, the undefeated Black Opium, is the favourite at $3.10. As James Vandermaat said in the call on Friday night, a star has arrived with Black Opium, but he is taking on the older comers this coming Friday night for the very first time in group company. The Shona Thompson second, Elect Poke the Bear at $3.30, already a winner of the Top Gun. My Redeemer for David Gill at $3.30. Miss Splendor Miro again for David Gill's second emergency at $5.50. She's Gifted at $6. Hasten Slowly at $7. West on Augie $7. Dinah Harper at $31. Degani $31. And Notorious Mac at $31. So Black Opium is the current favourite at $3.10 ahead of Poke the Bear and My Redeemer. Speaking of My Redeemer, we've got trainer coming online to join us this morning, Dave Gill. Dave, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Now, you were at the box draw yesterday, and I understand you were the first to come up and pick a box for the final on Friday night, and box one is yours.
Yeah, that's right. John, I decided that I would pick a certain cup. I stood facing it, and I decided to go opposite to what I've been doing for a long time, and which hasn't worked. And I decided to go the opposite, and it was a bit of pressure, of course, for a big race, and $435,000 you're going for, so there's a lot riding on it, of course. And so I just wanted to do something different, because it hasn't worked before the way I used to do it.
Mm-hmm. So let's hope this is next time lucky.
Yeah, well,
Dave, sorry.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, I was going to say, My Redeemer's clash there on Friday night with Hasten Slowly was one of the races of the night. There may have been others more impressive, but that was definitely, my opinion, the race of the night with Hasten Slowly and My Redeemer going head-and-head all the way around the track. My Redeemer just getting up a little bit off the track at the first turn, giving the run there to Hasten Slowly, and about three-quarters of a length off it down the back straight, but he really knuckled down over the final part, and in the home straight, he really, really showed what he was made of.
Yeah, he certainly did, because we all know how strong he is, and we know how good he is, and when he got into a nice spot early, I was thinking myself, well, he was going to win, even though I know Hasten Slowly is very, very good, and especially on the lure. When he's on the lure, he's virtually unbeatable. But we know that My Redeemer was going to get home hard, and it just took so long. And it's because Hasten Slowly was so fast and good that's probably why it took him right to the end to get there. And I think he was just drifting out a bit. He does, since he's had some severe interference in some of the big race finals where he's been right up near the lead, and he just lost a little bit of confidence going round dogs because he actually thinks they're probably going to move out in front of him. And I think he's just being aware that they're going to move out towards where the lure is, out in the middle of the track sort of thing.
So that's up, hoping something that will happen on Friday night. He gets a clean break and be able to use box one to full advantage to drive through to be somewhere near the lead on that rail.
Yeah, I think he will, John, because when he's had the red a few times before, he does rail really well. And I think once he's on the rail and there's no dog inside him, he will rail. But down, even down the back, we noticed he sort of, in that race, in the heat the other night, he sort of did go out wider down the back, which is not like him, but there's no doubt he was wary of the dog, you know, might run out into the middle of track. And what's happened to him before, you know, in the Peter Mosman, the Ballarat Derby and all the sort of big races he's been in. So I'm thinking that, and I'm hoping that having the red, he is actually going to rail like he used to, like he does from the red.
Well, he's already a winner of the Group 1 Harrison Dawson this year at Sandown Park, and he's run 29-12, so he certainly knows how to go around the place. And as you say, just with a bit of travelling, he's, and those feature races that he's been in around the country, around Wentworth Park and just trips to Sydney and that, and just in the, he's just a bit feel shy when he gets in between runners. But as I say, box one, that's where you want to be in a big race.
Oh, for sure. It's given us a real chance because there's six dogs in the race and I think there's about two lengths between them, and we're all talking about, you know, Poke the Bear and you know, Black Opium and My Redeemer sort of third choice. But, you know, Shelly's gifted and she's going super. She's gone to another level and she's within two lengths of the real gun dog, so, and West on Augie. So it's not just the two or even our bloke, the three of them. It's sort of, there's others there too, and it's going to be very difficult to win. So, yeah, we just hope, if he can get away like he did last Friday night, he'll, you know, he's got that 10:38, 10:40 run home, which is about Poke the Bear's, about around the same. So he's sort of going to put himself in the race with a massive run home that he's got. So we're just hoping he gets a clean run.
Yeah, you can say that there's not only one danger. As you mentioned, there are several dangers that, given the right sort of run in the race, they could be there to pounce coming to the home turn and take the race out.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, West on Augie, he goes very fast, and if he gets across and leads, sort of, you've got to get a pretty clear run to catch any of those dogs. Whatever's going to lead, I would say the yellow's probably going to lead, but would want to be pretty close to any one of them. He won't be able to, you know, come three or four, five lengths off these sort of dogs. But it's just a real honour and a thrill to be in there, John.
Of course, you were there this time last year with Uphill Jill. She was in the heat there on Friday night, and unfortunately she hasn't made it through, and you've made the decision after Friday night to retire her.
Yeah, that's right. We were hoping she would have one more run. Of course, that would have been in the Melbourne Cup. That would have been it anyway. But look, we did think, I was very confident that she could win, actually, after 29.88, beat the nose at the Meadows, and still sizzling splits. So I was very confident she would just come out running like she does, like she's always done. And she's always been, you know, first or second to that first corner. And most of the time, first or second in the race. And so I just was very confident just come out and we could win. But because when she missed the start, she never had a chance, and that was it. It was all over. She just picked the wrong time to miss the start and bow out, you know, bow out unplaced. So yeah, we've definitely retired her, John. But she won't want to. She'll be telling us that she wants to go racing. She loves racing. Just when she'll be very depressed to see dogs going out and Yeah, in the Van Gogh racing, and yeah, she won't be happy, but I'm happy she's retired.
She's a February 2015 whelping, and what a career she's had. She's won a Group 1 Top Gun, a Golden Easter Egg, a Laurels Australian Sprint, second in a National Futurity, second in a Sapphire Crown, second in a Peter Mossman, second in a Perth Cup, second in a Richmond Oaks. So the list is endless, the feature races that she's been around in. Dave, is there one race that particularly stands out for you and the family with Uphill Jill?
Definitely the Golden Easter Egg, John, just ahead of the Top Gun. Just the massive build up to the race with the interviews and TV and media print, and just the exposure the racers get, and the Top Gun as well. You know, the way Mark Long and MGRA, they market they're huge races. And it's just it was massive to be in the race, but to win the Golden Easter Egg when she was uncustomary, sort of three to four lengths off, which is not her go, and her little rival Striker Light was sizzling out in front. And I really didn't think we were going to win. And even when she came past me at the 520 boxes at Wentworth Park, and I didn't think she was going to win, but to see her just keep trying her little heart out, the feeling after winning the Golden Easter Egg was just so surreal. You know, you sort of your whole life, greyhound life as a young kid, everything, it flashes through your mind in about 30 seconds, everything. And you know, it was just something so special to win one of the biggest events in the world, and we'll never forget that. There's no worries about that.
As you say, she's going to take a while to let down. No doubt you'll be waiting for her to come into season. Is there a potential sire that you've got marked out for Uphill Jill?
Yes, Fernando Bale, John. Not because he's just so successful, he's just been brilliant as a stud dog. Pace, chase, stayers, 600 metre, you name it. It's not just that, but he's the only dog, you know, like Jill had very fast splits at Wentworth Park, 531, 535, 537. And she had, well, fortunate she had so much early pace. But he could actually run about half length to three quarters of length quicker than her. And so we're just going for just sheer pace with Fernando Bale. And we all know how good he was, winning something like 30 out of 35 or something. But he was just so quick early. So we're trying to complement her pace with his pace and also his bit of strength as well, and her strength over the city distances. And so he was really just it was a no-brainer for us. And subsequently, Fernando Bale's just proved what a great stud dog he is, so which is in our favour. And it's also worked well with Jill's next litter, My Redeemer, to Fernando Bale. So we know the bloodline works. Emerald Rainbow, Fernando Drums are very fast one-bend dogs, and because we know the bloodline has worked with Fernando Bale, we're very keen to use it, yeah.
Alrighty, so a mating with Fernando Bale is imminent, and you'll no doubt let us know when that mating takes place, and she's in pup, and they're going to be pretty much sought after with that breeding by Fernando Bale out of Uphill Jill. Now, of course, you had Miss Splendor Miro in the heat on Friday night as well. She was able to lead, but run down by Poke the Bear in the concluding stages, and she's been made second reserve for the final. So what about immediate plans for her?
Yeah, she'll be going to Brisbane shortly after Sandown Friday night in the Melbourne Cup Sprint Best 8. Hopefully we're in that, and then she'll go to Brisbane. Full of confidence, John, because she's was so happy with her the other night. You know, we followed her for a long time. We've raced against her, and we've got to know the owners, and we're just privileged that they sent her down to us. And we were happy with her the other night. We know that when she's led, and you probably know, you know, when she's led, she doesn't get beat. But by Jove, we had Hunter Bear behind us, you know. So
took a good one to run her down.
Oh, look, yeah, a brave run. She went 5.05 and 1.1866 was as you know, there's only a few dogs can break that. And she did everything she could and she busted her gut, but Poke the Bear, you know, he's just so good. And that's it. Unfortunately, he was sitting behind her, so first time she's got run down, but that's okay. That doesn't dent our confidence. We'll just charge ahead for Brisbane. And she's jumping nicely like she normally does. So we'll have confidence there, yeah.
Yeah, well, those heats are coming up in a fortnight's time at Albion Park. The heats of the Group 1 Brisbane Cup leading into the final early December. Dave, you said you were there last year with Uphill Jill. It's just not the race night you were telling me when I was talking to you yesterday, turning up on Melbourne Cup night. It's basically the whole week that the Sandown Greyhound Racing Club turned it into a carnival. You had the box draw yesterday and there's basically something happening leading into the final all week.
Yeah, that's what makes it so exciting and so fun to be a part of. We're going to miss it when we're not. You know, more than likely we might be there next year or a year after, but it's sort of now we've had two tastes of it in successive years. And Sandown and Greg Miller and the guys, you know, the way they promote and market that race, and it's a massive race. The Herald Sun, our big newspaper, gets involved and just radio, TV, it is a massive race and the crowds they get there on the night with all the entertainment and the bands and the noise and the sort of massive prizes that usually are on offer, it's just a huge night, and to be part of it leading up to it and then on the night as well, it's just, we're so lucky and privileged to be in it, because really that's what all us trainers want to do. We want to make Melbourne Cups, and to be in two of them in successive years, it's just sensational for us, yeah.
Dave, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck with My Redeemer there going into the Melbourne Cup on Friday night.
Yeah, thanks very much, John.
That's Dave Gill joining us from Melbourne this morning. He has My Redeemer lining up in box number one in the Group 1 Melbourne Cup on Friday night. The other feature race on Friday night is the Bold Trees at Group 1 level. I gave you the box draw a little earlier. The market has gone up, and the Sydney side of the Sydney Cup winner, Poco Dorado, is equal favourite with the Robbie Britton train Bacali at $2.50, Black Impala at $7.50, Ebby Ripper at $7.50, Beckham at $12, Soda Flash at $12, Rockstar Patriot at $17. It's the second emergency. We've got Cairns Anne at 26, Hot Tip at 41, and Yankee Ethics First Reserve at 51. So Poco Dorado is the favourite there, equal with Barcali at $2.50. Now, we've got a message through from the Goulburn Greyhound Racing Club that their heats of the Goulburn Cup are coming up on tomorrow week, Tuesday the 27th of November. Nominations close this Friday at 9 a.m. with Greyhound Racing New South Wales. So that's Heats of the Goulburn Cup over the 440 metres coming up on Tuesday week, the 27th of November, and there's $20,000 to winning connections. Also on that program next week, they'll have Heats of the Fireball over the 350 metres and a winner $7,000. Of course, noms close again on Friday morning at 9 a.m. And just looking through the fields for Goulburn tomorrow, there's a very interesting runner resuming from a injury in forced let-up, and that is Pindari Express, trained by Tracy Screws. And spoke to Tracy a little earlier this morning to say that Pindari Express having a low-key return to racing in a fifth grade, no less, there tomorrow over the 440 metres. And Tracy will just see how he goes tomorrow in a view to participating in the heats of the Goulburn Cup next week. Sat about 10 to 12 days on the lead, one run behind the lure. Said three hand slips, back in work for about 2 to 3 weeks, and knocked the top off a stopper pad, and the Greyhound hasn't raced since August. So we wish Tracy the best of luck there in the return of Pindari Express, a very, very exciting chaser in New South Wales, and racing at Goulburn tomorrow afternoon in race 2, drawn box number 7. Well, coming up this Sunday at Richmond is the Richmond Riches auction sale. And to tell us about it from Richmond, we've got Chris Cole coming online to join us this morning. Chris, good morning to you.
Hi, John. How are you, mate?
I am well, thank you. The club gearing up for another very successful auction sale?
We are. It's fairly exciting. 175 lots this year. It's the first one for me, but been through the catalogue and it's a fairly impressive catalogue. A lot of maiden dams and Fernando Bales and Dyna Double Ones, Collisions. It's a pretty impressive catalogue and I can't wait till Sunday.
Yeah, as you say, like there's plenty of the new sires being represented, Fernando Bale, Barsha Bale, etc. And then you've still got a lot of the older brigade as well that are still producing winners left, right and centre as well.
Yeah, quite a few Collisions, Fabregas, Kinloch Braes. It's, there's a pup there for every budget. And, $40,000 final in May 2020, plus a couple of satellite races around that based on the revenue we generate from the sale. Your 400 and a 600, for 8,000 to 10,000, as well as the big race in May.
Yeah, well, it didn't take long for the series to take off, the inaugural auction back in 2014, and 2 years later produced 30 talks for Brisbane-based Len Antonio and Tony Brett to take out the final on that occasion, and that really cemented the race series when the $30,000 purchase won the first auction race.
Yeah, and he's now gone to stud. He's a promising sire on the up and up. So, I think the market's there for the auction, and we're covering the 6 months from the pups whelped from 1 January to 30 June each year. So, gives the breeders an opportunity to sell their pups as well as get some new boys into the game, and we're looking forward to it.
Chris, there's just taking a look at a couple of them. There's very big raps on Queensland trainer Jeff Crawford's pups that are going to go through the auction.
Well, he's got an outstanding array of pups there, and he'll be amongst the highest sought after pups. Tank Hurst's got his dam as well. It's just a litany of well-bred bitches and sires, and Winston Charles.
A litter out of Not So Sweet and Good Odds Angels, first litter, Banjo Beauty. You've got the top brood bitches, race bitches in their career, and but all those ones with Jeff that we mentioned basically trace back to his star at the moment in Leroy Rogue.
Yes, and also the KC and All pups he's got, which I think they're the only KC and Alls in the catalogue. There'll be a lot of interest in them as well.
Now, what about for folks that don't know a lot about the auction catalogue? Where can they get a catalogue leading into Sunday's sale?
We have them here in the office for our sale. And they can also download them off the website, which obviously it's 99 pages, so you want to have a pretty reliable printer, but also if you just want to read it on there, and we have catalogues here. You can also register now as a bidder. You can do that from today, and that'll save you queuing up on Sunday morning. Obviously, it'll be quite hectic here on Sunday morning, so if we can get as many people to register as a bidder before then, that'll certainly ease the traffic Sunday.
And for those that were listening in this morning that want to get into greyhound racing, forming a syndicate to go out to Richmond on Sunday and bid for a puppy, they can talk to many of the trainers out there, and they can organise to for them to take a pup for them if they so desire.
Well, we're actually
actually we will be organising three syndicates this year due to the success of the local trainers, Peter Legazioni, Adam Crouch and Vic Sultana. On at the $1 million case, we will be organising three syndicates. They will be buying the pups and we'll be splitting them up into 10 shares each. So anyone who wants to put their foot in the water, so to speak, with a greyhound can contact the office and we can give them more information. Now, obviously, they haven't picked their pup yet and they'll be buying the pup on Sunday, and then from there, people can buy a share in that pup, and the cost will include all costs up until the dog races. So it'll be a one-up figure for each dog, and there'll be three different pups.
Has that figure been worked out, the costing for the syndication entry?
Yeah, based on the cost of the pup.
Of the pup.
You know, a little bit added on just to get the pup from its current current age up to race age. So obviously the older they are, the quicker that'll be. But, you know, there's probably still, you know, another 12 months for some of them and between now and when they race. So, but they'll be buying that pup, picking it out, and then we'll syndicate it 10 shares each, and there'll be three dogs that people can buy into. Which obviously reduces the cost, and it's a good way to start, you know, in the greyhound racing industry.
Certainly affordable for those that don't want to spend the whole cost on themselves. They can get a few mates together and form a syndicate and be part of this syndicate as well to race a greyhound.
Yeah, and all three trainers are very, very approachable guys. They're good people to deal with, and you know, they're happy to discuss their dogs, and we'll have a few functions through the year here at Richmond, you know, meet and greet type situations where they can get together and socialise and network and do all those things that syndicates do. A lot of fun along the way.
Well, it's certainly been great advertisement so far with the wins of 30 Talks and also Mr. Twister last year. And Chris, good luck with the sale on Sunday. I'm sure there's going to be very spirited bidding there, and we're going to watch these pups with interest and when they hit the track in the next 12 months or so.
Thanks, John, for your time. And can I just remind trainers that the heats of the Steel Line Maiden on this Friday close tomorrow morning, and that's an $8,000 maiden race heats are on this Friday. And also, if anyone wants to register as a bidder for the auction, they can do that from today.
All right. You might just like to give the track phone number out or a contact number where trainers can get those bidding.
The office on 0245 782136.
Again, Chris, good luck with the sale, and we'll watch with interest on Sunday.
Thanks, John. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
That's Chris Carl, the manager out at Richmond, the puppy auction to be staged this coming Sunday. Joining us on Going Greyhounds this morning, all the way up from the Northern Rivers in New South Wales, and Cosmic Bonus set the track alight at Ipswich in the heat of the Ipswich Cup on Saturday night. One of five winners there. Double Spur 31.06, Fire to Rain 30.83, Rio Brave 30.75, Delray 30.59, and then Cosmic Bonus, after there was a thunderstorm earlier in the meeting, put the races back two races, and late in the night, Cosmic Bonus came out and ran 30.28. And Len Harris is on the line joining us this morning. Len, good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
I am well, thank you. Evelyn's left it in your good hands to tell us how you think Cosmic Bonus is going to go in the final on Thursday night.
Yeah, we hope he goes well. He's you know, I think he's going better as he gets older.
That is proof in the pudding. That I was talking to Evelyn a little earlier, and she was telling me that he'd never seen the Ipswich track sight unseen, first go there on Saturday night, and ran 30.28.
Yeah, he's capable of running anything he has on any track first up. He doesn't need to have a look on a track. He just seems, you know, he's just a good dog. You know, he's a very good dog, and he, you know, he chases real well, he does.
Unfortunately, you've got the visitors' box in the final. Crazy Bella's drawn one, Double Spur two, Delray three, Rio Brave four, Cosmic Bonus is in the five, Painted Picture six, Fab Fit seven, Fire to Rain eight. He wanted to use a little bit of the track after the start on Saturday night. Is that something that he does out of the box, likes to use a bit of the track?
Yeah. He goes pretty straight from any box. He does, as long as nothing crosses him. And the seven in the race, it's quick enough to cross him. It crossed him at Casino in the Casino Cup. He had the two and it had the three, and it jumped across the front of him. Well, it made him lift his head to, you know, to get a run. And by that time, it was, you know, trouble at the first corner.
And Fab Fit was off and gone, and Fab Fit's drawn the seven. Painted Picture's a very quick beginner for Tony Brett on your outside too. So, yeah, as you say, he want to be on his metal out of the boxes on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Lenny's been a great money spinner for yourself and Evelyn. Of course, this year he's taken out the Gosford Cup, the Grafton Sprinters Cup, and there was no more delighted Evelyn Harris when she brought the greyhound back on Million Dollar Chase night when he won the Masters Meteor there.
Wasn't it? Yeah, very good.
As you say, he adapts first up. He races in the heat of a lot of these feature races, and he's adapted to each and every track that he races at.
Yeah, well, we never trialled him at Albion Park, and his first run, I think he ran about 29.87 or something. Yeah, you know. So as long as I like the run to the first corner there at Ipswich. It's, you know, it's a little bit different to Casino and Lismore on that, you know, and he's got a bit better run to the first corner. You never know. If he doesn't, you know, get creamed early, he'll run a very good race.
Len, he's rising five-year-old, but he doesn't know that, and as you say, at the moment, he's racing in career best form.
Yeah, well, you know, for him to come out and run his personal best at Wentworth Park, you know, a month, 6 weeks ago, you know, it's a big ask for him sort of thing, but he done it. And he hurt his shoulder real bad in the Lismore Cup last year, not this year, the year before, you know. And ever since then, you know, he's had a little bit of trouble getting around the corners, but, you know, he's overcome it, I think, now, and he's starting to really put things. You know, I feel that there's, while ever he holds up, there'll be another 12 months of racing in him, you know. His mother
was going to be my next question. That was going to be my next question. How long do you think he's going to keep going? As you say, he's in career best form, and while he is, there's no need to think about retirement.
No, his mother raced until she was over five. You know, the whole breed races through and well over 100 starts sort of thing, you know, and they, there's no limit to what he can do as long as he keeps holding up, you know.
What about plans after Ipswich? Have you and Evelyn thought of anything? They've got the Group 1 Brisbane Cup at Albion Park coming up. Will he be heading that way?
Yeah, he'll head for that, and then he'll go back for the Gosford Cup on the, you know, about the 29th of the following month. Yeah, we've got
December. And try and make it back-to-back Gosford Cups.
We try. try. He's... he's just a good old dog, and he just, you know, he loves racing. He absolutely, and he's a you've ever known. He just absolutely loves racing. He loves going down swimming of a morning because I take him down and, you know, there might be 10 or a dozen racehorses down there, and I only swim him and race him now because of his shoulder, and you would not believe him with the racehorses. He thinks, you know, he thinks he's one of them, I think. He just absolutely loves the racehorses, and he just loves everything he does. You know, people, he just one of those dogs that you dream about having, and he just, you know, whatever he loves doing these things, we'll keep him doing it, you know.
Well, I think you and Evelyn love him to bits, and it makes it worthwhile getting out of bed every day to go and see him in the kennel and take him for a swim and then take him to the track. And he's certainly racing, yeah, as I say, in career best form. And we wish you continued success with him, and good luck with him in the Ipswich Cup on Thursday night.
Righto. Good. Thanks very much for that.
That's Len Harris joining us this morning. Him and his wife Evelyn Harris race the Evergreen Cosmic Bonus Rising 5, but he is absolutely flying at the moment, running 30 and 28 in that heat on Saturday night.